From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama urges Americans not to fear the future. In his final State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress late Tuesday, President Obama sought to reassure the American people, despite challenges, they should not fear the future.
We live in a time of extraordinary change. Change that's reshaping the way we live, the way we work, our planet, our place in the world.
He said Americans have been through tumultuous change in the past and have overcome war and economic turmoil to emerge stronger than ever. He also spoke of a resurging economy and urged a different, smarter approach to foreign policy.
A patient and disciplined strategy that uses every element of our national power. It says America will always act, alone if necessary, to protect our people and our allies. But on issues of global concern, we will mobilize the world to work with us.
He lauded U.S. participation in stopping the spread of Ebola, forging the massive free trade agreement with Pacific Rim nations, restarting diplomatic relations with Cuba, and sealing the Iran nuclear deal. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says 10 U.S. Navy sailors have been released a day after being detained after their boats drifted into Iranian waters. A guard statement said the U.S. apologized and gave assurances it wouldn't happen again. There's been no U.S. confirmation. They were transiting the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain and may have experienced mechanical difficulty. James Jeffrey, a former diplomat with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says it may just be a matter of innocent passage.
In some cases, you do innocent passage because it's the only way from point A to point B. And other times, you know, you might have navigational problems.
The Iranian Fars news agency said the crew members had been arrested inside Iranian waters. Algerian security forces have arrested 7 armed Libyans in the country's southeast, their vehicles and weapons seized. This is VOA News. The UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Syria Tuesday described what he called the horrible and terrible situation in the besieged Syrian town of Madaya. Yaqub El-Hillo, who spoke to reporters at the UN via telephone from Damascus, said the first of what he hopes will be hundreds of residents transported out for medical treatment.
A 5-year-old kid with complications, not only as part of malnutrition, but also additional internal abdominal complications, which require urgent surgery. That kid is now being transported out in a Red Crescent ambulance and brought to a hospital in Damascus. So at least the process is beginning.
Aid workers describe conditions inside Madaya as among the worst sights they've seen in the nearly 5-year conflict, including people starving in the streets. While the opposition controls the town, government forces surround it, making escape impossible. The UN says 400,000 Syrians live in areas besieged by the government, rebels, or armed groups. Millions more lived in areas classified as hard to reach by aid workers. Meanwhile, the UN has called for a massive humanitarian effort to cope with the spiraling refugee crisis. UN humanitarian and development agencies appealed for nearly $8 billion in new funding this year to help more than 22 million people in Syria and across the region. A suicide bomber affiliated with the Islamic State group blew himself up in Istanbul's historic Sultanahmet Square Tuesday, killing at least 10, 9 of them German tourists, and wounding 15.
Bu kişinin Suriye uyruklu.
Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus said the bomber was of Syrian origin and born in 1988. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the bomber belonged to the IS group and pledged to fight it until it no longer remains a threat to Turkey or the world. The country's been on alert for attacks since, in October, double suicide bombing killed more than 100 in Ankara. At least 14 people have been killed and more than 20 others wounded when a suicide bomber attacked a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan Wednesday. The attack occurred in the city of Quetta, capital of violence-plagued Balochistan province. Authorities say most of the casualties were security force personnel. Attempts to eradicate polio through immunization drives in Pakistan, one of just 3 countries where polio remains endemic, have been stymied by repeated attacks on health workers and security force personnel. At least 80 have been killed in such attacks in the last 4 years. A court in Ghana Tuesday ordered a man who may be linked to the murder of a British actress and her 2 sons in London last month to remain in custody until an extradition hearing in 2 weeks. Arthur Simpson Kendo disappeared after being questioned by London police about the killings of C.N. Blake and her 2 sons. He was arrested in western Ghana Saturday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.